Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Oh, hi there. A lot of fun.
Oh, that is that.
I like that, Rosie.
Thank you.
Hi, Rosie. Let's do this thing that makes us pretend we're on the air now. We open up the door. Still, we've got all the hellos.
Hello.
Jerry, hello. And Tony Soprano. And,
okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Did you?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, how about your dad?
Our dad is dead. Hello.
I know who it's time to introduce.
How your son.
My son? Great. He's an early riser.
Did you say Ukraine?
No, I said Hugh Craig.
Hugh Craig, okay.
But my son, he's an early riser.
Who's Hugh Craig?
I don't get the Hugh Craig thing.
Huey Lewis is real name.
Oh. We knew that.
Now everyone knows. Not just me.
Thank you, Dick Bartley.
Rock, roll, and remember. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wheel of Elvis. And all the ships at sea. It's time to make Stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
I want to keep that one.
There you finally have said.
Hello.
Something that makes a lot of sense, right? Hey, Rosie.
Thank you.
You make Stinky, right?
Yeah.
All the time, Rosie.
It's a lot of fun.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Hello to everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Start today with Huey Lewis, or whatever his name is.
Hugh Craig.
And back in time, Don and Mike Show, new episode, Mike, on this Wednesday. 051805.
I got on Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, yeah, retarded. Here's how you can call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're one of the chosen few on WJFK in Washington, D.C., call 202-432-1067. Okay. Now, Joe.
What's he doing now? What is he doing?
I just want to tell Joe what makes a good show. I mean, we're here, we're queer, we just started.
Yes.
We've got the jam happening. Oh, this phone is just... Stop it. Here we go. Joe? Oh, God.
Worked fine at the other radio station.
Give me a second. There. Here's my point.
Hello.
Now that I've gone through it. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir. So, here we are just starting the show. It's 3 minutes after three. We're all in relatively good mood.
Yes.
Ready to do the show. Joe screens calls. We take unscreened calls, but he screens them, too.
Good job.
So the first one he puts up on the screen, just put this F-head in the book.
What a great way to get the show going, Joe.
Now, Joe, I'm not...
We haven't tried that.
I'm not adverse to putting someone in the book if they deserve it.
But, well, go ahead. Pick up the line. He doesn't make any sense. He's from Sacramento.
Joe...
Two strikes against him,
Joe,
I guess.
Joe. Listen. You're so stupid.
Why?
You just are. I mean, a great hate call out of the box would have to be something relevant, something that matters, something that would really set off a hot button. This
is
just some Nimrod that's called that's yanked your crank, and you want him immediately put in the book.
No, his stupidity is incredible.
Okay, as just,
so you think he will help the show or hurt the show?
See,
I think he'll be made of an example.
See, that's the thing. That was my point, Joe. You don't care about the entertainment value. There's just somebody that pisses you off. And immediately, that's the first thing. Just put this F-head in the book.
Well, you know what? I'll hang up.
Don't hang up on him. Don't hang up on him.
No, after all this, we have to meet him. We have to talk to him.
Hold on. And Joe, how dare you, first off, not understand what the show's all about, dude. I mean, if I got to pull back the curtain to tell you. Can I be honest with you, Joe? The listeners, they're the goodwill ambassadors of this show.
Amen. You know what? I forgot that.
Yeah, you can't.
What I want you to do is write this down backwards on your forehead so you remember it when you look at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
The listeners make the show go.
How can I look at myself in the mirror after this?
Sure.
You know, if, Joe, as long as the curtain's back, people should know. You know, people think I hate the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Not as I'm not the person who hates them the most.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah Joe does.
No.
You're
I hate
the number one
callers.
Hater.
You hate the callers.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, Joe, now listen. You know, I hate to stand up for the little brains, but I do. In this instance, I do.
Okay.
We have good calls and we have bad calls. We've had a lot of good calls recently, and that's just bad karma to put that up at the beginning of a show.
A bad call like that can set the tone for the rest of the day. Or it can be entertaining.
As
sometimes entertaining.
Sometimes. Which side are you on here?
Oh, well, he's always on Joe's side. He will always be on Joe's side. Always has been on Joe's side.
Buzz, the deal here is, though, Joe is screwing with the entertainment value of the show, putting his own personal agenda up front.
I understand, unless he thinks the caller's entertaining.
He's already said
we already
that he
asked him.
So.
He said he wants him to be made an example. Well, I know that.
Yeah, and because Joe's got such a keen sense of friggin' timing of what's comedic.
You know how you and Rob have a bond?
Yes.
Buzz and Joe has.
Well,
a
I'm
bond.
Just saying we don't know yet. But
they do.
What if
but
the guy
do
not have
know.
A bond,
no,
a special relationship with Joe?
I do know. Now here's the thing.
No, not
if
so
we,
much.
If we take the call,
you socialize with him.
Not for a long time. No,
if
it really
we,
hasn't happened.
If we take the call. And we make you know, as usual, you know, make gold out of turd.
Right,
you know,
right.
It, everyone will say, oh, look, it worked out,
hey,
it worked out great.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that
funny?
Isn't that really great? Yeah, that's, boy, Joe, back there, working the magic.
Uh-huh. Well, when we come bouncing in here on
right.
a hump day,
right.
you know, and we're all
oh,
filled with love, you know, and if it can go, if it goes south.
Yes.
It conceivably can set the tone for a very bad day.
In a bad
Joe,
way, yes.
It might happen during the normal course of events. Don't think it would today. We'll talk to the guy. And you mentioned Sacramento. And I mentioned yesterday that the ratings came out. I think it's on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. KHTK.
Way to go, KHTK.
Sacramento. City you hate so much, Joe.
Well, I don't think this guy was part of that book.
This guy was part of that ratings book? How do you know?
Take the call.
Listen, let me tell you some ratings first. How about...
I understand we do well. I'm not disputing...
No, hold on. That would... Hold
no,
on.
See, now he's going to... Joe?
Yes.
Joe. He's going to give us the ratings now.
Now.
See, from Sacramento. And they're good, and it's going to be fun for us.
Now,
I'm going to be petty here, because that's one of my best qualities. You use the word we.
Oh, dear.
We do good out there.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, that's what you said. No, Joe. Me and Mike and Buzz do good there.
Not Rob?
You, oh, and Rob, yes. And Rob, of course. And Beth Ann. Everybody except you.
Well, thank you, Don.
Everybody except you, Joe.
Team.
No, Joe's not
part
the team.
Of a team.
No, Joe's the water boy. Joe's always been the water boy. He'll always have a spot on this team as the water boy. But he's the water boy. No, I'm busting his chops, but...
But he wants that guy to be made an example.
You get what up. You get what
And he's going to get his wish, because Joe, after we've been talking to Joe, he might be busting Joe's chops. But Joe, we're definitely going to talk to your guy.
He's not my guy. Oh, yes.
Oh, he is.
This guy.
No,
he is now. Yes, he
hold
is.
On. No, you adopted this guy. You started the show. First call you put up, just put this F-head in the book. It's like, right away, hey, Donna Mike, here's a great way to start the show. A guy that's going to piss you off so bad... Now, Buzz,
yes?
Don't sit there and nod your head like,
I'm just saying,
that could be a good thing.
You never know. I see how it can be a bad thing. It's very risky.
You don't want this guy.
Well, now if we don't want him, why'd you put him through?
And why'd you highlight him? Why'd you highlight him on the screen?
I didn't highlight him.
Well, no, you put F-head in caps.
That's highlighting.
Okay, so he's a major F-head.
Boy, now I'm chomping to speak to him.
Can I just tell you, though? Thank you, Sacramento.
I've created an aura of suspense now.
Well,
oh, yeah, there you go again,
you
Joe.
Think we're going to be disappointed?
You've created
we've
this aura.
Created
yeah. Yeah, thank you, Bob. Yeah, we've created.
Mike, I could only disappoint you.
Oh, Joe. Now that,
Joe.
That's
I gave up a long time ago.
Pleasing me?
Yeah.
Joe, here we go with the Sacramento ratings.
Ball.
But on the bright side, it does sound like he's ready to be married with that with that line of talking, doesn't it?
Yes,
I can only disappoint you.
Well, what can I say? Here we go. These are the male ratings. 1834, 10.7, number one. Men 1844, 12.8, number one.
Wow.
Men 1849, 11.3, number one. 18 to 54, 10.4, number one. 25, 34, 15.9.
Double digits.
Number one. 25, 44, 15.7. Number one. 25, 49, 13.2. Number one. 25, 54, 11.8, number one.
Number one in all of the male demographics.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
Clean sweep. So thank you, Sacramento, and thank you, everybody, at KHTK.
Yeah, may I say to all the people in Sacramento, you know, it's all male numbers there. Dudes!
That's so. They must be so happy in that town.
Happy for us.
Happy for themselves. Happy, no, happy for everything.
Not feeling joy for us.
Just delighted to be there.
Who wouldn't be?
We've got that at DonandMikeWebsite.com. So thank you, Sacramento. And now, Joe... you know, and I hate it because, you know, once again, I'll explain the roles to you on the show. I'm the bad cop. Mike's the good cop. Okay? I hate it when I have to be the good cop, when I have to say to you, listen, D-head.
Because that's what good cops say.
Hey. Okay, Peter Pan, shut up.
All right. Hey, but I'm a good cop that can be bad once in a while.
Right.
Yeah, I've
right.
got, I'm a good cop with a drinking problem. Because I can be Zipowitz once in a while. I wouldn't be able to exist.
Here's all I'm saying. At any time, the show could take an ugly turn. At any time. Why hand it to me? You know, when I'm coming in a good mood, if I came into you today and I said, Joe, I am pissed off. My life pain is at a 10. I'm ready to shoot anybody. Well, then that would be a great day. But you came by the office today, not that you asked, and yes, I was hurt because you didn't, because everybody else does when they come in. What's your life pain today?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody asks anymore.
Nobody asks.
I'll be honest, nobody asks.
I seem too happy. I did about 3 days in a row where I'd say, how's your LP?
My life pain is zero.
Wait a minute. I